This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. We provide education.
Boy, do we.
And we bring it.
Can I say how thankful Friday. I am for all of our students that gathered around the flagpole during See you at the hole? Yes, Learning University students. Yeah, yes, it was this week, and our students showed up in a large number, and we just couldn't be more thankful. Virtually. Yes, the ones that virtually gathered around the Learning University flagpole on our virtual campus. Yes, thank you for that.
Very thankful for all the students who virtually showed up.
Yes, yes.
All right, so we repeated our questions, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, back to the phones, Ed.
Well, what do you say we go to Virginia? It's been a while. Winston is on the line. Winston, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hi. I finally made it.
Hey, you finally made it,
Winston.
Yeah, over the years, I used to listen to you in the radio in the car.
Oh, well, here we are.
Old-timer.
That's right. Listen, we need you to turn your radio down. That's going to throw you off a little bit, and we've got a delay. It'll mess us up as well. Or scoot away from the radio a little bit.
All right, that sounds good. Where do you live in Virginia?
Richmond, outside of... In
Henrico
County.
Yeah.
Henrico County is Richmond area.
Okay.
Great area.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Winston, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
There's two questions that are left that I could possibly answer. The first one was too easy.
Which one? What was too easy?
One about Leonard McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was.
Tim was all over that
one. Which one should I do?
Yeah.
There was the one about the liver and the one about... Something that you have that you don't use that people use.
Okay.
Which one do you want to go with?
You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question again for those who are just tuning in, and then you can answer it, Winston. The question, which is a riddle, really, is what is yours but is mostly used by others, Winston?
It is your name.
Your name.
Yes.
Right.
Done. Nice.
Way to go.
Done.
Had you heard that one before?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it does make sense. That's why it's a riddle. And
I thought it was a hug, but I'm glad I didn't blurt it out.
Okay.
Hug.
What is yours but is mostly used by others? And Winston got it right. The answer
is your name.
I
like it.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right.
It's a Star Trek question. It's very simple. What is James Kirk's middle name?
It's T, isn't it? James T. Kirk?
It is. Do you want me to answer for the group, Tim?
Yes,
or
do
you want to blurt something out?
I'm going to yield to the sci-fi guy.
It is Tiberius.
That is correct.
James Tiberius
Kirk.
How easy
that was?
Well, it wasn't easy for Tim and I.
Yeah.
But,
I studied more than I
watched
Star Trek.
Yeah.
When I got home from school.
And do you realize in the first pilot, his name was on a tombstone. It didn't say T. I don't remember what it said.
Huh.
It was the pilot for the Star Trek show?
For Star Trek, yeah. With that guy, I should have killed you, Jim, when I had a chance, him.
Oh,
that
Darth
guy.
Vader?
Yeah, him and Sally Kellerman. Yeah, I forgot his name.
I remember that. That line was also when George Jetson uttered that. if you remember, it was like season three.
That was the darker version of the Jetsons.
Jim, I should have killed you when I had the chance. Before your name was Tiberius.
All right, so we say so long.
Yeah. Hey, farewell. Winston. That's a great question.
Yeah, it is,
yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend,
Winston.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Next up, Ed.
All right, Kansas, and Peggy is on the line. Peggy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you for letting me get through. This is the first time ever I've tried.
Oh, wow.
Well, I got to say, we didn't have anything to do with it. But
yeah.
You can thank Ma Bell
as I said,
for that.
You also are living a charmed life, evidently, Peggy, to get right through.
Well, I guess so.
It's not easy, but you did it.
Yeah.
And that's what perseverance is all about, Peggy.
Well, she didn't have to persevere.
No, not on this.
Right.
She just got through with one person after she called.
Peggy, where in
but
Kansas?
But I hear your sentiment, Ed. I know. You're all right.
I'm from Salina.
Oh, great area.
Truck stop capital of the world.
Love it.
Is it really?
Russell's? Russell's restaurant, they got homemade pies.
Isn't that where?
Yes, they do.
We just ate there Sunday.
Yes.
Isn't that where I-70 and I-35 meet?
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're being serious.
Look,
I
tell you guys so many crazy stories. I'm going to try to tell this fast as ever. My best friend in Kentucky, I'm in Mississippi. We're going to go snow skiing, and we're going to drive. He says, well, let's just converge and somewhere, and then we'll, convoy or whatever.
Yeah.
Said, all right, here, I'm looking at the map. Let's meet in Salina. I'll leave at this time. You leave at that time. And I said, where are we going to meet? Oh, let's just meet at the first exit. Well, where? Because it could be, well, let's meet on whatever's on the northwest corner. So he hung up the phone.
You're talking 70s or 80s here, right?
No cell phones.
Right.
You know, you're driving with a Rand McNally map in your lap. So he hangs up the phone. He says, all right, I'll see you Thursday. And we'll meet at 2 o'clock, you know, and I'll just
Salina, Kansas.
Salina, Kansas. So he hung up the phone. His sister-in-law said, that was the dumbest phone call I've ever heard in my whole life. And you guys will never, ever see each other. And you probably never hear from each other again.
Yeah.
I got there about 15 minutes after he did, pulled right in to whatever was on the north. You didn't have Google. You didn't have anything.
Nothing.
It was like, you could
this
get
is
off
dumb
the
and dumber.
Yes. And we,
they also went to Colorado to skiing.
Did they really?
Remember that? That movie?
No,
yeah, it was a classic.
I didn't watch the movie. Well, anyway,
you're going to watch two movies in life. Watch that one and Gone with the Wind.
Well, yeah.
I think Ben-Hur, maybe.
Ben-Hur.
What about Rocky?
Dumb and Dumber or Ben-Hur?
What about Rocky? I'd put that on the list.
Top five.
Well, also, anyway, pulled in there 15 minutes after he did. We went skiing, and that was before cell phones.
That's the way you had to do it. Yeah, you had to say, okay, I'll meet you at this place
at this
time.
And a lot of people don't realize when you weren't there or you were on the wrong side of the building, if you were going to the concert, like, hey,
just missed
you
each
know,
other.
No, you called their parents. You called their home and they go, hey, I'm here. And Billy's not. Oh, you know, he said if you called, they're over on the other entrance.
Yeah.
You know, over
sometimes
there,
they would pass a message along.
That's right.
Y'all know Peggy's there, right?
Hey, okay. Peggy.
Damn, what exit did you meet at?
Then we went right down to Russell's. Yeah, we met and then we went down to Russell's and ate supper and then got homemade pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you picked a good place to eat.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and I still remember.
It's still there? Yeah. Russell's is still
it's
there.
Yeah, still there. I ate there Sunday.
Wow. Yep, good. Peggy, ask, answer, or do both, dear. Sorry I cut into your time.
The question I wanted to ask, somebody already answered, which was the Audubon, because I have a story about the Audubon.
Tell it.
My nephew was stationed in Germany, back in the 90s, I think, and he hopped on the Audubon and on his motorcycle and was going to make a quick trip, and he looked in his rearview mirror on his motorcycle and said, oh, this is going to hurt, and he got hit from behind on the Audubon, rolled and rolled and rolled down the highway. One of his good friends saw it happen and thought he was a goner. But God saved him, and he came back to the United States, became a preacher.
Oh, what?
So,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
this is your brother?
Her nephew.
My nephew.
I'm sure a lot of broken bones and all that, right?
No. God was with him. God protected him. He had like a sprained ankle and something else, and he was in so much pain, he went back to the doctor, and the doctor, he said, I think you casted the wrong leg or whatever, and they took it off and God had healed him right then and there.
Wow.
Well, I'm just going to say, if you come through that, you almost have no choice but to be a preacher.
There you go.
That's almost a road to Damascus.
All right, Lord, you've been calling me to preach, and I've been stiff-arming you, but I've got the message loud and clear. Peggy, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, that was
hey,
nice.
Any of these other questions?
I want to try the question about what ancient times used to.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Peggy. You can answer this question. What instrument did people in the ancient world use as a clock?
I think they used a sundial.
Yes. Yes.
Nicely done.
You're correct.
I still do. I still use the sundial.
Do you now?
It's more accurate than my phone.
If you strapped a sundial to a rooster's back, do you realize that you'd have had like something really early good invention?
Yeah.
Like a snooze alarm or just something extra there.
Yes. So Peggy, do you have a sundial there?
No, I don't have a sundial, but you know I do keep up on things.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Peggy.
Does she have a question for us?
No, I sure don't. But I really love listening to you guys. I listen to American Family Radio every day.
Thank you very much, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
And Peggy and these others that are saying nice things, please pray for us to have a successful share-a-thon. It's almost here, October the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Amen.
The sundial, now, I mean, people used to have those as decorations in their backyard,
I think the Romans.
Right?
Out there in their garden.
I'm talking about recently.
Sundial. Yeah, and they work. Yeah, the sun, you know, you get your numbers out there, and they've figured out when the sun is at a certain angle, it casts a shadow, and it's accurate.
What causes people to be late for things is like on a cloudy day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Or someone standing in front of the sundial blocking the sun.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, you got to, the only thing is, you want to go out and check it.
Check the sundial.
You care. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to go out and check it. Okay, see what time it is.
Yeah.
I got to go pick up the kids from school at 3.
Yeah.
So I got to go out and check the sundial.
Yes. Yeah, because there's nothing inside the house that'll tell you.
And then, just like power going off and you have to look at the microwave and all that, when there's an eclipse, you have to go out there and reset it.
Because
you got 12 flashing over and over, and that's aggravating for anybody.
Reset the sundial.
Yes.
All right, who's next, Ed?
All right, let's go back to Ohio. What you say? And Beverly is on the line. Beverly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are you guys today?
Doing really good, Beverly.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling.
It's a good day.
Our second call from the Buckeye State today.
And having too much fun. Where in Ohio, Beverly?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
A little town called Kalida.
Kalida. Do you guys have outhouse races on Main Street? I'm asking for a friend.
Hey, we do have a traffic light. We have one.
Is it down over down there a little ways from the Dollar General?
No, Dollar General's toward the outside of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is a very small town. We're about 60 miles south of Toledo.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for listening to AFR. Ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The regenerate.
Here's the question. Which organ in your body, and I'm going to feel generous, I'm going to tell you it's not Wurlitzer, it's not Hammond. Which organ in your body can regenerate even if up to 75% of it is removed?
Well, I know it's not Kimball either, so how about if we try the liver?
Liver.
Oh,
liver.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, again, you know, somebody was talking about the pregnant woman's brain, and then your liver able. Boy, what an amazing,
amen,
creative God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Nicely done, Beverly.
Yeah.
I loved her comments afterwards, too.
Wasn't that great? You just think about, we're walking around. You don't have to plug us into a wall.
Right.
Camera makers have done all this forever, and they still can't duplicate an eye, a human eye. And here we are. We don't have a battery pack. You don't plug us into anything. God's amazing.
I will say, if they invented a battery pack that would recharge me, I would buy one at my age. If somebody could come up with that, I would take advantage of that.
There you go. Hey, what's your question for us, Beverly?
What is the only planet in our solar system that rotates on its side?
Are we on the clock?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, we hear your sundial ticking in the back.
Maybe your blinker. I don't know. Are you in the car?
It's my husband's blinker. He's in the vehicle with me.
Okay. Trying to find Dollar General.
Hey, this couple, they're our kind of people.
Yes,
good
they are.
Sense of humor.
What was the question?
About which planet is turns different. It seems like it's
on
Saturn
side.
Or Jupiter. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I don't know.
You mean that spins the other way? There's always one in the family. You know?
I'm going to say Jupiter.
I'm going to let you guys answer for me.
Jupiter or Saturn? Tim, if you say Saturn, we're going to
hedge
our bets.
Something tells me Saturn, but I'll go Saturn.
So we got Jupiter and Saturn. I'll just toss out Venus. We'll cover as many planets as we can.
Thankfully, we didn't have to say Pluto.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been taken
care of. Have you heard the saying, three strikes, you're out?
Oh, my goodness.
None of us got it right.
Which is it, Beverly?
Uranus.
Oh,
yeah.
And it spins different.
Are you sure about that?
Well, we didn't know the answer, so
so we wouldn't know whether
she's telling the truth or not. But
I'm gonna trust her.
Yeah. I believe Beverly. Yeah.
Beverly, thank you. God bless
her
you
husband.
And your
sounded
husband.
Yeah. He sounded a little mischievous. I'm gonna go with Beverly.
What's the question? Have a great weekend. Question is which planet?
I think
goes,
she said you, about it's laying over on its side.
Spins on its side a little bit.
Laying on its side.
Yes.
What now? Yes. Which planet lays on its side?
I want to do this afternoon.
Google what's the laziest planet in the solar system, in our solar system.
Just lays on
which
its side.
Which planet has
all day
a
long.
Drug problem?
Which planet is on its elbow? Laying over on its side, spinning.
And watching TV.
What is the question, seriously?
About it's on its side spinning, but I thought maybe spinning the opposite direction.
I thought it was spinning
the opposite direction than the other planets.
My wife says I don't listen I think it's one of those.
Beverly on the air with us.
All right, repeat your questions for the last time today.
Oh, last time.
All right, I've got just two questions remaining. Who is the only major league pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game? And then second, what is the fattiest organ in the body?
True or false, Russia is 39 million times bigger than the Vatican City. The biggest country is 39 million times bigger than the smallest country. Is that true or false? And then here's the question. This ministry was founded by Dawson Trotman, started as to mentor and disciple sailors, then it wound up on college campuses. It's a huge campus ministry, kind of like Campus Crusade for Christ. Dawson Trotman founded it. They have 100 staff serving in 100 countries. Name the ministry.
I think I know this one. You got any questions?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm done. I've got three, but I'm not. I got two more. But
so
I'm
when
not.
You said reset our questions, you just wanted to kind of rub our noses in it?
Well, I wanted to allow JJ his 3 minutes to repeat the last question. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't want to interfere with that.
All right. That requires
a train of thought.
Yes.
Let's go to Texas, and Stacy is on the line. Stacy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent. You know, I'm doing excellent.
Yeah, we're doing good. Thank you for asking, Stacy.
Where do you live in Texas?
Yeah.
I live in Mathis, which is population 3,000.
Where?
Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S.
Oh, okay. But what are you nearby that we would recognize?
Corpus Christi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, you want to ask?
Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both, Stacy?
I want to comment and then do both.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys crack me up more than any comedy show I've ever listened to.
Wow. Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Thank you.
I quit watching Jimmy Kimmel years and years ago, but I listen to you guys every day. And I laugh a lot. I want to answer the one about baseball.
All right, here's the question.
And I'm getting
Stacy. Here's the question. Yeah. Who is the only Major League Baseball pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game? What do you say, Stacy?
I see his face. He talks like he's got a mouthful of muggles. Nolan Ryan.
It is not. It's not Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan, I think, had six or seven.
No hitters.
But he didn't hit.
He didn't hit because he was in the American League.
Think before that, Stacy, before the note. Probably going back to the 40s or 50s right
Those
here.
Are the 70s. I'll give you a hint and give you one more shot. Philadelphia Phillies, 1971.
That is a hint. Wouldn't help me, but maybe Stacy, yes. Did you hear Ed's hint that he gave out, Stacy?
Hello?
She's pretending.
Stacy, can you hear us?
Because she can't answer the question.
Okay, so I'm going to keep talking because that's what I do. I do believe Nolan Ryan is the baseball answer.
Can she hear us at all?
She hit that mute button, and I've done that with my cheek before.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, no. if you have a friend listening, you hit the mute button.
But she can't hear you now.
No. Friends of Stacy, text her and tell her we're sorry we had to let her go.
Let's see if we can get Stacy, get her a ball cap. Is it too late?
Well, we don't have her address.
Let me just say this. We had a trouble there with Stacy. I don't know what happened, but
from Mathis, Texas.
Stacy, if you will call, if you will email us, we'll send you a ball cap to make up for us. So send us an email, comments@afr.net, and give us your Mathis, Texas address. And we will send you an AFR ball cap. Is that okay?
How nice.
Yes.
Is that good? Because I don't know what happened there. Maybe you think she hit her mute button?
I'm not sure.
All right. So do we have time for one more?
I think so.
I think we can squeeze in another caller from Arkansas. Wow, we got a number. Susan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, we're kind of up against the end of the show here, so let's do this as quickly as possible. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer then. If you're short on time, I want to answer the question about the fattiest organ.
All right, what is the fattiest organ in the body? There.
It's the brain.
It is the brain.
What?
Way to go.
Who knew that? It is the fattiest.
Susan from Arkansas knew it.
That's right. Are you a nurse?
No, I'm not, but I do have many family members who are. So, yeah, we are very curious about how this wonderful body works, and that's just an amazing thing that God has done.
It's about 60% fat.
What?
It's not the same kind of fat, though, that we have in the rest of our body. We burn energy. It is a particular type of fat. That's why you eat omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah.
It's to help with the brain function. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is good.
A lot of broccoli, a lot of salmon.
Yes, exactly.
To help your brain function.
That helps your brain function. That's why you should eat that kind of fat.
So how'd you know that, Susan? Do you have
a lot of medical people in her family, she said, nurses and things.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I remember. But I also wanted to tell you, gentlemen, that we live in Arkansas, which is only about an hour away from Mountain View, Arkansas.
Yeah, right.
Where the outdoor outhouse races are. Mm-hmm.
Tell these guys it's a real thing, isn't it?
You got to hurry,
yes,
Susan.
And it's the Bean Fest, too. It's the Bean Fest and the outhouse races.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
We got to thank you,
check
Susan.
That out.
We got to let you go. Rick Wise, the only Major League Baseball pitcher to hit two home runs and pitch a no-hitter in the same game.
Ministry founded for sailors and
navigators.
The Navigators. Dawson Trotman, a great ministry.
Amen.
I used to get their magazine. Their thing is Glen Eyrie there in Colorado, where a lot
they're
of ministries
are still going strong.
Still
right?
going strong. Yep.
I'm glad to hear that they're still going.
All right. Well, listen, folks, thanks for joining us on Trivia Friday today. Had a lot of fun. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Don't forget to set your sundial back this weekend. That's this weekend.
For real?
No, if you have a sundial.
He got you.
I walked right into that.
He got you once again.